live from the mosquito-infested studios just outside the Everglades National Refuge Center. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. Featuring your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, insurance magnate, and retired professional reptile rodeo clown, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring attorney, author and inventor, and legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And last and least, former host of the hit television program, Germans of Jerseyville's Reptile Kingdom, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal for alligator wrestling at the 1992 Olympics at Barcelona, Spain. Here's the host of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
I got a question right off the bat.
All right, let's go for it.
Is this the Thanksgiving episode?
No, actually, I thought it was, but Thanksgiving was a week ago.
Okay, so we're not thankful then.
We can still be thankful.
Sometimes you're just not, you know, one of those days. Just not thankful for
having
anything.
A bad day, Greg?
Yes, think so. No, that's not
okay,
bad.
Okay, I have a question for you.
All right.
Which profession has done more for society? The attorneys or insurance salesmen?
Depends if you have a fire or a lawsuit.
Okay, here's what I think. I think that they both take, but once in a while the insurance company gives back. I don't see the attorneys ever doing that.
Well, you get a civil lawsuit going.
Yeah, but they keep it all.
Pretty much.
And yet, every time you
is that?
Like buy a piece of property or anything, you go crawling to your attorney, don't you?
I don't.
I haven't either. Went to a closing company.
I assure you they have attorneys running them.
Well, that's all right. I mean, but they may do the research.
I went to a property closing today and did not see an attorney.
I've had two that I haven't had an attorney at all.
Now, he may have gotten the check, but he was not in the room.
Leif Lorton.
No, not him.
No.
I wouldn't use him as a real estate. Actually, he is my attorney.
So he's mine, too.
Because his wife, you know, dropped off the face of the earth, so we lost the smart one.
And you're stuck with the guy.
Yeah.
The man.
We're talking about an attorney here in the city of metropolis of Jerseyville, Illinois.
Middle of the U.S. of A.
Pretty much. Not too far off.
What is the geographic center of the United
Somewhere
States of America?
Somewhere in Kansas or something.
I was going to say Nebraska.
I think you're right. It is
Nebraska. Is it that far west?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We know these things.
You're making it up. But
we read
whatever.
Books. Not the internet.
You sure as hell don't watch a movie ever.
No, I don't.
So what episode we got today? Or what episode are we?
Episode number 26.
Which is?
The tag team, man.
All right. I got kind of a segue into the tag team here. So I was thinking about this today. If you got invited to the family feud in your family, which five people?
Oh, you mean the game show?
Yeah. Yeah. Which five people from your family would be the contestants, including wives?
Then you're one of them.
Okay, so it'd be me as the team leader.
I didn't see that coming.
And then I guess I would have Brad and Dennis and Mom and Dad.
Whoa!
What about your kids? What about some people? What about some people that have fingers in the 21st century?
I did those extra four as quick as I could before you had a chance to react that you were being
left out.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even assume that it was going to be me. I assumed I'd be on another team facing you.
I would do. The three brothers. I got three brothers, right?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
And so that leaves one more?
Yes.
I couldn't have one of my kids and not the other. Don't want the wives on there. They don't understand it. They wouldn't get the answers right.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. What about Greg?
No, I'm brother from...
He's got the last correct last name.
He's a cousin. Oh, man. We had to put him on there because he got lonely.
Okay, the question is, Rick, what position would you have Greg in?
Last.
I'd have pretty much the same lineup, except I'd have Suzanne instead of you.
Okay, there you go. It's too late. I already abused you by excluding you. It can't be done twice.
It sure can. Well, how are you, Greg? You raised the question.
I've been thinking about that. Be the three boys. I've got two
Bruce
brothers.
Bruce and Tim.
Yeah, I got two brothers. And I'd probably bring Lisa in because of her...
international experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Or world traveling
or whatever,
experience.
Sharpness.
Your wife, who was an airline attendant.
I might bring my niece Kim in. Very, very sharp young lady.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Kim.
Oh, Kim.
Yes.
Let me ask you this.
That's your niece.
Yes.
If Tim gives the third answer, third strike, to where, you know, he goes to the other team, will you and Bruce beat him up?
Bruce would have the first shot, and I'd be right behind him.
And you'd be screaming, I told you not to have him on the team.
There's only one room that had a lock on it in the whole house, and that was the bathroom. And when Tim would get in trouble with Bruce or I or do something,
he'd run to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Lock yourself in.
He wouldn't come out for a while.
Yeah.
Being the only bathroom in the house, that was kind of strategic
on
his part.
Did your parents ever intercede on his behalf?
Well, usually the parents weren't home when this happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's when they left, like, Bruce is the babysitter.
Come on in, boy.
I like the words, the enforcer.
Watch your... My kids now tell me, they're all grown, that whenever we would leave, you know, we'd leave Kristen in charge once they reached a certain
age. Boy.
They said she was just terrible.
Well,
that
sure she was.
That she just abused the daylights out of
them. I'm sure she still does now.
In terms of, like, making them sit in the corner and punishing them and... that they had to obey Kristen.
Did they ever tell?
They never ratted because they were terrified of her.
Okay.
Really?
They've ratted her out since then.
Well, I'm sure they did. No, Bruce would just call in the keg and bring in the party, boys. Let's go.
Who taught Tim how to drink?
Well, yeah. You know, I really didn't drink that much until I got out after sports in high school. It was about my senior year. And then, wow. It went crazy.
Does your mom listen to these broadcasts?
No, but we've informed
you're
safe her
since on the podcast.
Then. Yeah, she's well versed on
On Thursday morning regular radio.
Well, that and just stories around the table now when we're around the house. Mm.
Okay, different question.
Okay,
recently,
yeah,
Alan and I got to do an unofficial survey of a piece of ground. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Went tape measure out because someone had surveyed something and we had to make sure it was correct.
Right.
My question is,
did you
this.
Know that after we got done, we left that 200-foot tape just laying there?
Really?
Yeah.
Still laying there?
Yeah. No, I got it.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to head out tonight.
that's a good tape measure.
Oh, man, 200-foot tape? That's amazing.
Commercial thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
My question is, has there ever been a survey done that did not involve arguments and complaining on at least one side or the other before it was done?
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in a lot of surveys, and it hasn't been that
way. And everything was peaceful?
But the general trend is that everybody thinks they have more property than what they really do.
Absolutely.
And everybody thinks it's more valuable than what it actually is.
Absolutely.
That's a given. That is universal right
there.
Amen.
Yeah, I was convinced that my fence was like 3 feet on my side and that I owned a whole strip of ground on the other side of my fence here in town. Yeah. And then went and actually looked at the deeds and stuff and found out that lo and behold, the fence is exactly on the property line and that I don't own 3 feet on the other side of it.
A lot of times old fences are pretty accurate. Now, where you'll find mistakes is usually like along a county line or along a section line.
Right. Oh, okay.
And especially on county lines, the early surveyors who like came in and surveyed something when it just became a state.
Yeah, they were like drunk a lot.
They would wash out mistakes at county lines.
No, well, that's interesting.
So sometimes in those instances, you get more or get less. And so that plus or minus, you know, like 52 acres plus or minus, well, it might be plus or minus, you know, 6 or 8 acres of, you know, a half an acre or something like that.
Well, don't you just know a lot about the world?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. You know, this is
it
learned
happened to me
something.
One time.
You learned something on these podcasts
did you,
all the time.
Did you end up with 6 or 8 acres more than you thought you had?
Ended
or,
up with 11 acres more than I thought or, I had. Yeah.
So what did the other guy say?
He ended up with 11 acres less.
No, it wasn't like I was taking 11 acres from somebody else. It was an estate that had been in the same family for like 180 years. And the family got into a big argument. It was a forced sale.
So there you go. There you go. Somebody's mad about it. True. Always somebody's unhappy
somebody's
about that.
Somebody's got 11 acres less in their pocket.
You betcha.
And so they ended up selling it.
That's
it was listed
good.
As 62 acres more or
ooh,
less. And so
lot less.
I paid, you know, the price for 62 acres. And it was later that when I sold it, the guys buying it surveyed it. I had, you know, 73 acres instead of
62.
And
then people who originally sold it came back and wanted a little extra.
11 acres. Hey, where's that 11 acre money?
I didn't just go home and call them and say, oh, by the way, we got more acres than we thought.
You just got less.
Yeah.
Here's where most of the survey fights start. Like you said, over the years, you know, there were old fences that were laid.
Yeah.
Farmer would get a piece of ground, he'd fence it.
Yeah, put hogs in there. Put some cows in there.
Cows
and fences were usually moderately accurate.
Yeah, usually not too far off.
And they'll same families will have that fence dividing line between them for like 100 years and there's no issues. And then one of them sells and the new buyer surveys it.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens.
And the fence is never exactly on the line. And then one day the new owner, who has no farming experience or at all, decides to move the fence to the true line.
Right.
And that's where the trouble starts.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen that?
Well, I mean, you just drive down this, you know, from Hardin to Jerseyville and see the old fences laying there from the just a simple divider in a flat field.
Yeah.
And how long have those been sitting there? Forever.
Yeah, but if you serve it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. If they ever get sold.
But the law is that once that fence is there for a certain number of years,
you bet,
the fence overrides the
kind
true survey.
Adverse possession,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. You've been through this then. Got the
see,
got the words out and everything.
See,
adverse possession.
I was a lawyer.
Oh, I know.
Used to be.
But he sounds more like a lawyer tonight than you do.
Well, I played one on the radio.
Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah. What'd you have for Thanksgiving?
It's not time for that yet. But here's what we're wanting. Greg here,
I got to point it at me here. So what we got?
Well, Thanksgiving in a can, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to secure that.
That's a real thing.
Here, you know, instead of spending hours in the kitchen and going from thing to thing and making sure everything's right, stressing out about the rolls getting done and everything else, you just open a can. Boom. It's done.
Tell him what the Thanksgiving in a can is. We talked about that several episodes
ago. We have
it,
but I don't have it in front of me. But what it is a can of food, and like on, and it's in layers. Just say you had like a big a can of beans, but instead of beans, you've got on the bottom a layer of cooked turkey.
Right.
And then a layer of dressing.
Mashed potatoes.
A layer of, here you go.
Man, he's got the, look at this guy. Way to go, Rick.
Okay, here it is. There's the
Thanksgiving in a can.
Oh, wait, that's Christmas in a can.
Well, it'll work. I mean, just.
You're going to send it back? You think there's a difference?
You want to know what's in Christmas in a can?
Same, yeah. And you can just don't tell anybody it's Thanksgiving in a can.
Okay. There's scrambled egg and bacon on top, and then 2 mince pies. And then a layer of turkey and potatoes, and underneath that is a layer of gravy, and then bread sauce, a layer of cranberry sauce, a layer of Brussels sprouts with stuffing.
Wow. Brussels sprouts, man. You ought to be digging into that.
And then there's a layer of roast carrots and parsnips, and on the bottom is a layer of pudding.
Wow.
Pudding. You know, and think about it. It's thick enough that it's supporting, it's the foundation of the can.
Yeah. But that's an entire meal in a can. The one that's really freaking me out right now.
You're still going back to that list.
Is this whole canned chicken. And they're showing a picture of like the cans open and they're shaking out a chicken. And it's like all covered with slime. Kind of like that slime that comes on the outside of Spam.
Yep.
But there's a whole lot of it. It's filling all the voids of the chicken.
You know, I was thinking today.
Thinking about chicken in a can?
No, I was thinking earlier today I'd been talking about making carbonara.
Yeah.
Did
you try it?
Italian dish.
Did you do it?
No, I have not. Oh. But the recipe calls for raw eggs in it.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you cook the eggs in the...
No, you just cook them. They're raw eggs that you're stirring into the mixture. My question is, have you ever eaten a raw egg?
Absolutely, a whole bunch of them.
Like if Sarah brings like a 12-pack of eggs out, a dozen eggs?
I haven't done it recently, but you know, after the Rocky movie came out where he cracks all the eggs into a glass and just drinks them all?
Yeah.
Everybody was drinking raw eggs at the time then.
Really?
Oh, God, yes.
You've drank a raw egg.
Absolutely.
You got some eggs upstairs, don't you?
Yeah, I got eggs upstairs.
Let's
go
for it.
If I go put an egg in a glass, you can drink it?
Why? I haven't in a while, but I could.
I'll go get one right now if you'll do it.
How old are these eggs?
They're new, brand new.
How do we know? Fridge. How do I know that?
Because I didn't even think of this until right now.
You got Thanksgiving in a can?
Yes, I do. You know, when you bring these
things... How much different is it than Christmas in a can?
It's got potatoes and it's got turkey there. You got some carrots. You got some green stuff in there. You got white level.
So there is Thanksgiving.
You got some gravy in there. Yeah.
I assure you that it's the same thing with different labels.
Okay, see.
Same company, you think? Do you have a company name there, Greg? Oh, this doesn't have a company name.
Okay, dude.
Lori Foster. Craig's. Craigs.
No, this just says game.
Yeah.
Next week, when you come, Alan, you bring your own egg.
I will, and I'll eat it right here in front of you.
All right. Greg, you hear that?
I'm a witness, man.
What about you? You eat raw eggs?
No.
I did a half a dozen one evening, and Larry Klunk was cracking them and just releasing them directly into my mouth, and I would swallow one after another.
How drunk were you?
I was going to say, I mean, what, were you laying flat on the ground?
No, I just stand there. Yawn,
and tilt your head back?
Yeah.
And Larry Klunk would...
Crack the egg right into my mouth.
What?
He was cracking them on my forehead and then just open them up right into my mouth.
It's getting worse and worse.
I did six of them.
Wow. It's time for a commercial, I think.
Is it? Let's see what we got here.
You're in charge of commercials tonight, Alan.
Well, can I do the alligator bite?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Are you still suffering from lingering effects of alligator bites? Itching?
Wait. I'm guessing that if you're bitten by an alligator, it's lingering.
Yeah.
And that you're still suffering.
I'd say it's lingering. Maybe even years later. Itching, swelling, driving you crazy, can't scratch where it itches because of annoying limb loss? Your troubles are over with Johnson & Masters After Gator Bite. It's a pain relief stick, a trusted analgesic formula approved
like
by the USDA.
Like a Ban Roll-On?
That's what I envisioned, yeah. Didn't they used to have a Roll-On Bengay?
Yes, they did. I was wondering, you think that'd work on badger bites?
You know, just smaller application.
You think? Yeah.
No, I think a gator's going to have a different type of bacteria in its mouth.
Okay.
It's recommended by pharmacists, herpetologists, and Seminole Indians. After gator bite is the fastest way to blessed relief from those painful alligator bites.
Amen.
Application couldn't be easier. Using our patented applicator and one of your remaining hands, simply roll a thin layer of after gator bite onto the affected area or stump, and soon you will forget that you ever had an itch. After gator bite is for external use only. I think that's a required,
well,
that's a required statement.
Well, I mean, you're going to like smear it inside your mouth?
Well, you never know.
Well, the next statement is, do not use aftercare bite inside your mouth or other body openings. Do not use aftercare bite if you're allergic to aftercare bite.
There's the standard rejoinder on every medicine in the world
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Aftercare bite will not regrow lost limbs or prevent hair loss. So, if you want easy, long-lasting relief from those pesky alligator bites, reach for Johnson & Masters Aftercare Bite. They're ready to lend a hand.
One hand.
I guess if you're reaching for it, you're reaching for it with the one hand.
Okay, I just had this burning question. You know, a POTUS, what was that?
Penicillin will take care of that, Greg.
Oh, I know. I have it. Good. So, a POTUS, what's that used for?
A poultice?
Poultice.
A poultice?
Yes, thank you for letting me pronounce that correctly.
It's like if you got an infected wound, you can put a poultice on it.
Well, I saw
what is a poultice, by the way?
I don't know. I saw an Andy Griffith.
It's like a little pouch or bag, and you stuff it full of various remedy roots and ointments and things, powders.
A poultice. Granny on Beverly.
And you get it wet?
Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies was always putting a poultice of some variety on.
Yeah, well, see, I think that on the Outlaw Josie Wales, that boy that got shot
and died,
and before they got on the ferry, they talked to the backwoods doctor, Granny something, and she gave him a mustard root poultice that they need to moisten and put on the wound every couple of hours.
A poultice is a noun, a soft, moist mass of material, typically of plant material or flower, applied to the body to relieve soreness and inflammation and kept in place with a cloth.
See, I think you can make a poultice out of golden seal root.
You know, I wager you know, the people laugh at that. I'll bet a poultice actually worked.
I think that if you knew what to put in it, you know, like, there are medicinal plants that grow
that have analgesic qualities.
That there is lost knowledge. You know, people have, you know, they run to the drugstore instead of to the woods.
That's not just superstition.
I think that's probably
real things you could put in a poultice.
There really is medicinal power in certain
plants. It's used on Andy and Mayberry. It's got to be true.
The next time.
Next time
Sarah has some scraper infection, you fix up a poultice for her.
Throw it on there.
Yeah, I've been keeping it warm in my mouth.
Along with your eggs.
Okay, I'll ask you. Sarah, Lisa, Suzanne.
Here's the poultice that I've worked out for you.
Which one would be willing to be treated with a poultice if you
It's not going
to
be my wife, I'll tell you that right now.
She ain't going to trust you we make a poultice?
No, she didn't trust me with anything.
Sarah's no. Suzanne would.
No,
she's a saint.
What I'd have to do, now I will say this, if I told her Alan made it, she would take it.
Really?
Yeah, she trusts Alan when it comes to the knowledge of plants in the woods.
Woodcraft.
Yeah. And what's the word I'm looking for? Not hillbilly medicine.
It is.
You know, now our grandmother, Dorothy Churchman.
Yeah, she knew it. She knew the stuff.
I do not remember her ever making a poultice.
I don't remember a poultice either.
But I would think if there was any human being on earth that I personally knew that could make a poultice, I would have said it would have been her.
But she's the kind that would believe that if you took the eyes of a potato and then rubbed that on a wart and then took that eye and buried it during the full moon, that wart will go away by the time that potato's eye sprouts.
Granny wouldn't say something like that. Have you ever heard her say that?
Not recently.
Well, she's been dead for 15 years. I mean, if she's talking to you, I'd be more concerned about you.
Oh, man.
There are things out there. There's things out there. You don't want to know about it, but there's things out there that'll cure just about anything.
Okay, you've seen these shows, Alone and what have you.
Yeah.
Where they dump these people out in the woods.
Take 10 people out there, and the last one to stay out there wins the money.
Naked and Afraid.
No, not Naked and Afraid. Alone.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
I think Naked and Afraid, they do the same thing. But
pretty much it.
Kind of.
But there's just nakedness involved.
Right.
Yeah, why do that? About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's to get more people to
well,
watch.
Well, sure. Drama.
I guess. Any event, my question you. Is, you're stranded out in the woods like that, you know. Are you going to try to feed yourself? Because you're going to be there for like 60 days or so. Are you going to try to feed yourself by catching animals and cooking them, eating them? Or are you going to try to feed yourself by figuring out what sort of plants and stuff you can eat?
Well, it's got to be a combination of all the above.
Yeah.
Man does not live by plants alone.
This is very true.
Plus, you need the protein.
Well, you can get a little protein from the plants. It'll keep you going. Not much, but you still can.
Yeah. I think that, you know, you put out a bunch of fishing lines, you put out a bunch of traps, you make your own bow and arrow, and you find what plants and berries and stuff you can.
You got to do your research before you go.
Yeah, you eat the wrong mushroom, you're dead.
Well, berries are the same way. That's what they were going to kill themselves with on the Hunger Games.
Yeah, but that's not real. That's fictional.
It doesn't mean they're not poison berries out real. There. I wouldn't eat berries.
There's a few poison berries, but I think, you know, if you research the area and find out what's indigenous and safe, you'd be all right.
Those tiny little berries that are purple and look sort of like grapes that grow around here?
Yeah.
One of those.
Wild grapes?
No, I don't mean... No, they're like elderberries.
Okay. I thought you meant there is a wild grape that grows around here.
I understand that. Bitter as gall. I'm talking about these other things. Would you eat elderberries?
Well, sure, you can eat elderberries. You make elderberry wine, you make elderberry jelly, you can eat them.
Have you ever?
Elderberry jelly?
No, just pick the berries
off. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Why would you let Larry crack roids in your mouth?
I've eaten persimmons, they're fine.
Oh, no, they're good. It's given right.
Pawpaw is fine.
Didn't we trick Greg into eating green persimmons one day?
Your mom did, actually.
You can eat the fruit off of May apple. That's delicious. You can make sassafras tea. That's fine.
Well, you'd just be living high on the hog if you were dumped off and alone, wouldn't you?
Well, it just depends on where you're at. Make your own bow and arrow. Chip out a stone tip for it. You'd be all right.
If three of us were left out in the wilderness,
yeah,
who dies first and who's
me.
Left alive?
Me.
You'd die first?
Yeah.
It's obviously of some kind of nasal infection.
Oh, man. Well, you know, wow. Wow.
Well, and you're starting 2 feet, 2 steps closer to the grave anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little older, but... No,
I'd
be the one that would go underneath a rock, try to find a mushroom or something, and get a snake bit or something like that.
Snakes are good eating.
They are full
of protein.
You can
eat a snake. A lot of protein there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skin it.
You're out tromping in the woods on alone and find a snake. You'd thank your lucky stars and eat it right there on the spot.
I'd cook it.
Well, yeah. But you wouldn't have to.
I think I'd skin it.
I'd want to
dress it out and cook it.
Now, then people catch fish. They'll sometimes eat them raw.
Well, they're foolish. I would cook it.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just like eating sushi.
Well, it depends on what kind of...
I don't eat sushi. Whatever it is, I'm going to cook it. That's what separates us from the animals.
You eat sushi, Greg?
No.
No.
I had a piece of tuna that was pretty raw one night, though, but had a bottle of wine first, so...
My kids took me out to a sushi restaurant. I gave one little nibble, and that was it. And I said,
cheeseburger.
Fry me something. Bring it to the table.
Cook it and bring it back.
Man.
Did they roll their eyes at you and go,
oh you're so old, Dad. Come on. Everybody eats sushi. Ain't happening. Oh, are we out of time?
Yeah, it's getting pretty close.
Oh, gosh.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It happens.
Unbelievable.
Where's the list of mispronounced words?
I'm starting it right there.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just did that for you.
Thank you.
What?
Is it Cosby Kids or what?
Well, you said unbelievable.
Okay.
What was that kid's name? The Bleeba Bleeba. Is that what it was?
No, I think it was.
Bleeba Bleeba.
Hey, Bill. Yeah. Yeah, of course, there are bigger issues that Bill Cosby had.
Oh, God, yeah. He had some pretty good things on there.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he listens to our podcast?
Oh, he's listening to
he
us now.
After this.
Hey, let me tell you what. I think Bill Cosby's heard a whole lot worse than this.
Oh, God, yeah.
Over the past few years.
Yeah, you're right. Can we stop now?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. See you later.
From Greg Gator.
Greg Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.